I can never remember. Do the holidays begin with Thanksgiving, or is it Halloween now? Are the holidays just around the corner, or are we in the holidays already? I heard a report recently that some department stores are bucking the trend of kickstarting the holidays in October by refusing to put up Christmas decorations till the day after Thanksgiving. I like that. On the other hand, we all know the holidays are coming, so there's no harm in planning ahead a little, right? I mean, just because I'm about to do my first holiday-themed segment of the year doesn't mean I think the holidays have started. They don't start till next week, Thanksgiving. And the day after Thanksgiving, that's when local theaters begin rolling out their annual holiday theatrical offerings. And there is nothing quite like a live play to get a family or a group of friends into the spirit. I know a lot of people go to the movies during the season all bundled together before or after a sprint of shopping, but to really make an event, a live play or musical really adds some extra magic and holiday splash. So, now that you're thinking ahead, here are some of the shows being offered in the North Bay over the next several weeks. On November 23rd, the Imaginist Theater Collective presents The Rat Catcher, a world premiere musical featuring tunes written and performed by local roots band The Crux. Based on The Pied Piper of Hamelin, The Rat Catcher runs November 23rd through December 16th. The updated story crosses a town hall meeting vibe with that of an off-kilter cabaret show, all steeped in fairy tale magic. Also, opening the day after Thanksgiving is Actors Basement's slightly wacky and innovative production of Merlin Q. Sell's Circus Acts, running November 23rd through December 2nd. Set backstage in a flea-bitten traveling circus, the play is written as six distinct one-acts, each featuring different dysfunctional members of a circus troupe, all dealing with personal and professional crises. To make things extra interesting, the show will be performed at the Glazer Center in two separate performance spaces called rings. Audience members get to choose whether to begin with ring one or ring two, changing their experience of the show as each choice puts the story in a slightly different order. This one is rated PG for language, so probably not an option for small children. The beloved Christmas fable, It's a Wonderful Life, materializes in two different versions. At Mill Valley's Marin Theater Company, the story of poor beleaguered George Bailey and his awkward guardian angel appears as a live radio play in a bouncy adaptation by Joe Landry, running November 27th through December 16th. At Sixth Street Playhouse, George will be singing his heart out in an original musical version of It's a Wonderful Life, running November 30th through December 23rd. Out in Rio Nido, Pegasus Theater Company brings us a twist on another holiday classic in Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. Running November 30th through December 23rd, the familiar tale is retold from the point of view of poor shackled Marley, the one-time business partner, now dead as a doornail, of crotchety old Ebenezer Scrooge. Finally, though not technically a holiday tale, SRJC presents Disney's suitably magical family musical, Beauty and the Beast, running November 23rd through December 8th. So there you go. Plenty to keep you busy and to keep a sense of holiday fantasy and frolic until the season, which hasn't technically begun, finally ends in January. Happy holidays. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.